السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته.
الحمد لله الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. هو الذي بعث في الأميين رسولا منهم يتلو عليهم آياته ويزكيهم ويعلمهم الكتاب والحكمة وإن كانوا من قبل لفي ضلال مبين. صدق الله العلي العظيم. First and foremost, I'd like to give glad tidings to every single one of you that you are amongst the blessed in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is out of the sheer mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He allows each and every one of us to witness another Ramadan. There are many, many people. If we even, just in this community, there are many people that were here last year that are not here today. And if we take a review of the entire Muslim world, we can all attest to the fact that there were so many that had the last Ramadan, but they're not here today in this Ramadan. So the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allows us to witness Ramadan, allows us to be in the masjid, allows us to participate in qiyam at night, and you know, be able to fast, even though it is a difficult task, it is out of the mercy and love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because when we die and we go to Allah, one of the things we'll regret is that, man, if I had another Ramadan to fast. Because we will only value it and understand this true value when we pass away. Because when you see, look, when you fasted that day, look what I gave you. I gave you this in reward, I gave you this. And then you'll be like, subhanAllah, we got so much. I wish I could have had another Ramadan. So, glad tidings to each and every one of you and to myself. Just a refresher. وَذَكِّرْ فَإِنَّ الذِّكْرَ تَنْفَعُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. The refresher is, Ramadan is meant to be a recharge. It's meant to be a reset. If you treat it as such, then it will be enough battery, it will give you enough charge in your battery to last the next 11 months. If it is treated as a bare minimum, then equally for the next 11, it will only last probably the next 2 months. And after that, we'll be back to square one again. So make sure, out of everything I say, that you understand that Ramadan is the month to recharge my battery and reconnect myself with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I can give you so many prescriptions, do this, do that, do this, do that, but I usually don't like to say all that. Because the reality is, each and every one of us is at a different level with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So instead of giving specific instructions, I like to give a broad statement because it allows every one of us to practice. The first and foremost thing that we must do in this month is not all the ibadah outside of the fara'is. It's not that. That's not the first and foremost thing we must do. Outside of the fara'is, meaning fasting and the salah, the five salah, outside of that, the most important thing we must do is refrain in sinning. Refrain from disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Refrain from upsetting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's the first and foremost thing. And if that's as much as you can do, then be it, so be it. That's the best thing you can do. Righteousness is not attained simply by praying tahajjud all night, or reading Quran all night. That's not the only way to righteousness. The easiest way to righteousness is to not sin. Is to not disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the first thing, every one of us, make a sincere intention within ourselves that whatever bad habit I have, whatever sin that I'm involved in, whether I see non-mahram women, whether I'm listening to music, whether I'm seeing things I shouldn't be seeing, whether I'm conversing with the opposite gender, unless, you know, to whatever the necessary amount is required due to your job or whatever, but whatever the case may be, to each their own practical experience, say to yourself, I will do my best to refrain from all of it. If that's all you can do, then I can promise you one thing. You will have had a successful Ramadan. Insha'Allah. Beyond that, the idea of Ramadan is to increase whatever you did last Ramadan. So if you found yourself leaving after 4 rak'ahs, after 8 rak'ahs, after 10 rak'ahs, after 12 rak'ahs, then tell yourself, I'm going to pray 2 more. If it was 2, then I'm going to leave after 4. If I must leave. Minimum. We're talking about minimum. If I prayed 4, then pray a minimum of 6. If I prayed 6, then pray a minimum of 8. If I prayed 8, pray a minimum of 10. Remember the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. To get the reward of worshipping Allah throughout the night, the condition is we stay in Qiyam as long as the Imam is standing in Qiyam. So, if we want to get that reward, we should stay as long, wherever we may be, if it's this masjid, since we're all here, as long as that 20 rak'ahs goes, you stay, then inshallah the whole night is as if you worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all your sins will be forgiven by the time you finish Ramadan. So, may Allah give each and every one of us tawfiq. So again, as a reminder,
Amen.
Do whatever you did last Ramadan, do a little bit more this Ramadan. And if you find yourself doing nothing more, then find something to increase in. Don't go blindly into everything. I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. That sounds nice, and it's a good thing you want to do it, but you're sure to fail. And I'm not here to give you just high hopes and say, if you do this, you're going to get paradise. My job is to give you practical advice. So this is my practical advice for myself, first and foremost, and then to everyone else. Secondly, every Ramadan, we try to pick a subject so that we can learn something throughout the month of Ramadan. Last year, we started talking and discussing about the prophets that are mentioned in Quran al-Kareem. Through the barakah of starting in Ramadan, we continued outside Ramadan as well. And alhamdulillah, we were continued almost all the way to this Ramadan. Then a few weeks prior to Ramadan, I took a break so I could recharge myself. So now I want to pick another subject. The subject that I have chosen, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put barakah in it, for me, I think it's very, very practical. And this is because it applies to every one of us. It is about Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now there are many books written about Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's life, his seerah, the things he went through. But the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was not limited to just the events that took place in his life, meaning just the seerah. There is significantly more to our Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One of the qualities of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that oftentimes gets looked over is his ability to teach people. His ability to teach people. The world is a witness and a testimony, and everybody can say for a fact that he is one of the greatest, if not the best teacher to ever come in the world. How? If you look at history, and you looked at the Romans, and you looked at the Persians. This is just an intro into the subject. I will leave it like this, because I can go off on a tangent really quick. So I'm going to say this much, and then I'm going to leave it, inshallah. If you look at history, and you look at who were the superpowers during that time, there were the Romans, there were the Persians. What were the Romans and Persians doing in that era? All they were doing was conquering every piece of land they could conquer. Anytime they could find that they could go advance, they would conquer it and they would take over. They would conquer and take over. But they never went to the Arabian Peninsula to conquer, or they never went to the Jaziratul Arab and to conquer Makkah to Al-Mukarramah and Medina to Al-Munawwara. You ever wonder why? This is because they used to say that the Arabs were so barbaric that you can never domesticate these people. You couldn't domesticate them. They weren't worthy or worth the time to conquer. So they let these people. And today, if you want to look at people who who have brought advancements to this world, who are pioneers when it comes to even advancements in technology and different ways of doing things. You will find in Khayr al-Qurun, it was the Muslims themselves, starting from the Sahaba radiallahu anhu ajma'in. So he took a group of people that were so barbaric that the world superpowers didn't want to conquer. And he made them such great individuals. That is a testimony of how great a teacher he was. And as far as in how it applies to each and every one of us, some of us have children, some of us are teachers, some of us are elders in the communities, some of us have our own siblings when we're the elder ones, some of us have, you know, nephews and nieces, whatever the case may be, each and every one of us has an opportunity to teach others around us. Insha'Allah, throughout Ramadan, we will look at the characteristics of the teacher himself, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the qualities a teacher must have, and at the same time, we will look at the different methods that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam adopted in trying to teach the masses. And inshallah, we make intention that obviously it will be very difficult for us to adopt every single one of them, but at least we can take some of them. And I'm telling you, from my experience, especially to deal with today's youth, it is so hard to deal with them that if you genuinely look at how Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam dealt with Anas radiallahu anhu, then you can genuinely learn how to deal with your children. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for every one of us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept our qiyam, accept our siyam, make it such that we become even closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than we are. And we make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts an intention of mine and that it benefits not just myself but everyone else, inshallah. Ameen. Jazakallahu khair. You can cut this part out. I have some, as we say, what is that word? But I have to make some announcements.